Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I am here.
Dustin is here, so Steve, it's time for you to get out.
See you later.
If you're playing along at home, Dustin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Which president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Rochambeau is another name for what game?
Pass.
What Scandinavian country makes absolute vodka?
Sweden.
Yes. How many NFL teams have big cats as mascots?
4, 5, 6.
Yes, 4. In what decade did Columbia Records introduce the vinyl LP?
40s, 50s, 60s.
40s, yes. The saguaro cactus blossom is the official flower of what state?
Arizona, New Mexico.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the pons?
The pond?
Pons, P-O-N-S.
Liver.
No.
Kidney.
No.
Lungs.
No. What song contains the line, I feel stupid and contagious?
Pass.
The Labrador Sea is an arm of which ocean?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
The Labrador Sea is an arm of which ocean?
Atlantic Pacific.
Yes, Atlantic. Which streaming service is home to the Squid Game series?
Netflix.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct this morning, Dustin.
All right.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about that.
Ooh, Steve.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
Which president gave the Gettysburg Address?
I'm going to say that would be President Lincoln.
Yes. Rochambeau is another name for what game?
Gin Rummy?
No.
Go Fish?
No.
Blackjack?
No. Which Scandinavian country makes absolute vodka?
Sweden.
Yes. How many NFL teams have big cats as mascots?
Big cats as mascots? 3?
No.
2?
No.
4.
Yes. In what decade did Columbia Records introduce the vinyl LP?
What decade? Let's go 50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. The saguaro cactus blossom is the official flower of what state?
Arizona.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the pons?
The pons?
Pons.
Like P-O-N-G?
P-O-N-S.
Like it matters. I don't know. the stomach.
No.
The liver.
No.
The legs.
No. In what song contains the line, I feel stupid and contagious?
That smells like Teen Spirit.
It is. The Labrador Sea is an arm of which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Which streaming service is home to the Squid Game series?
Netflix.
Yes. Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. That is a win.
Let's go.
8-7. Sorry, Dustin.
That's all right.
Good game, my friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Rochambeau is another name for rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
That makes sense.
And then the organ of the human body where you would find the pons is the brain.
Oh.
Which you were using most of this morning.
Just not at that moment.
Not at that moment.
No.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message every day. It's a true pleasure to check those VMs. Some are interesting, Steve.
I believe somebody left one while in the middle of having a road rage incident.
I can't wait to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead, be brave. Open up the Odyssey app, look for that little microphone icon, and leave us a voice message. Steve, have people been doing that lately?
Yes, we do have somebody that's, I feel like they're in the middle of a road rage incident, but we'll get to them in just a second. But first, let's start talking a little bit about the zoo experience yesterday as we got a voicemail through our Odyssey app.
I just heard you guys talking about going to the Woodland Park Zoo, and you brought Barrett and Tatum. Is that the first time that they've hung out together?
No.
But it feels like, I'm sure a lot of people have kids, I feel like every time is the first time that they've hung out together, because there's like this warming up period that, and I even was like prepping Tatum like for days. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Guess who's coming with us? Like making it out to, like, Barrett's going to be like this awesome kid that you get to see again. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember him. We went to lunch after the Walk MS thing.
Yes.
He came to my birthday party. I'm like, awesome. We get there and it's like as if they never met.
And my son is not helpful in this situation because he can be a little bit shy, a little bit reserved for a minute, even though he's still very energetic and weird and kind of in his own world sometimes.
Well, I did have to laugh because, you know, for a while we've talked about how Barrett, well, seems to be
a ladies' man.
And now I understand why. Barrett is the king at the age of 5 of playing hard to get.
He rejected Tatum's offer.
He shut her down, and it was the funniest thing. Danny, I don't know if you saw this, but at one point we were walking, and Tatum stands next to him and is walking with him, and she just puts her hand out, like, just kind of puts it out there, and I'm watching, and I'm like, this is freaking adorable. And I'm hoping, I'm like, this will be a great picture of Barrett and Tatum holding hands, walking through the zoo. And so she's getting, like, kind of closer, and he's not even paying attention. He's just walking, doing what Barrett does, being Barrett. And then I think you noticed it. And you're like, oh, Barrett, Tatum wants to hold your hand. And like most kids are like, oh, yeah, sure. And he just looks at it and goes, no, thank you. And walks off. And I'm like, oh, rejected.
At least he was polite.
He was. He used manners.
But I didn't say no, thank you.
It was so funny because all of the adults that were involved, which is all the parents and me, were just sitting there being like, yeah, Barrett, like, she wants to hold your hand. And everyone turns around and looks at him. And immediately he's just like, no, thanks.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And then at another point, Tatum goes over to him and just like, hey, Barrett, did you know that there's lizards that don't have any arms and legs or something like that? Like, she's like trying to have small talk. I'm like, man, you have game like your father, because Barrett just walked away like she didn't even care.
He's terrible.
It was so funny. There was a couple other moments where they were next to each other and she was like kind of, I think she just wanted to hold his hand.
She just wanted to be friends.
Well, even that too, but on the opposite side too, speaking of your game, she would just walk up to him and just kind of stare at him. Like, she wouldn't say anything. There was, like, especially towards the beginning, she would just walk up and just kind of like, aren't you going to say hi to me, Barrett? And Barrett would just, Mom, I want some snacks.
There was a moment where it seemed like they were kind of breaking the ice with each other because Barrett came over with a fistful of animal crackers and was like, would you like one? Which I thought was hilarious because Barrett, like any other kid, his hands are in the dirt. They're in the sand that's like in this little dinosaur exhibit or anything along those lines. My wife is a massive germaphobe.
Oh, my God.
And so all of a sudden he's going over to her with these dirty animal crackers. Like, here, Tatum. And Tatum's about to grab one. And she's like, let's wash your hands first.
Thanks, Barrett. Really generous of you.
It was awesome.
It was so fun.
So we're working on an arranged marriage.
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right, here's our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Sorry, I have nobody else to complain about this to, but at what f-ing point are we going to learn how to use four-way stops? How many?
Never. We're never going to learn.
This guy's my spirit animal. There's nothing that gets me mad on the road anymore. Like, for the most part, I'm pretty chill. Like, you know what? I don't need to lose my mind over the fact that I'm stuck in traffic. Four-way stops, though, is the one thing I still can't shake. It drives me up a wall.
Figure it out, people.
How many stupid f***ing people are there here in Washington? It's not that hard. One car stops, the other one goes, then you go.
Thanks for breaking it down, buddy.
That was very helpful.
Why are we making this so f***ing difficult? Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. Hey, Danny, when's your next emo night?
Well, I mean, you can get your rage out in the four-way stop that is the mosh pit.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's very emo.
Yeah.
It is very frustrating. I mean, like, I feel like that's driver's ed 101. Like, you learn about four-way stops and how to successfully, you know, utilize the right of way.
If I was in charge of like running a driver's ed, which is not a good idea, but if I was in charge, it would just be, all right, let's drive to a four-way stop and see how you do this. All right, let's go to a roundabout. Let's see how you do this. And if you can't figure it out, then you're not ready to drive.
I like that idea.
But more importantly,
hey, Danny, when's your next emo night?
August 15th, buddy.
All right, there we go.
Let's go.
Friday night.
You might want to take the bus.
Yeah, right.
That's a little too aggressive. All right, you ready for another voice message?
Of course.
All right, let's go. Let's see which one. Let's go with this one.
What's up, the Daily Mix Show? It's Steven. I didn't have time to call today because I started work early, but I had to thank Mitch for turning me on to the Last International and Aaron Jones because...
Awesome bands, both of them. The Last International is just a great like bluesy rock group. And then, of course, a lot of us know who Aaron Jones is, but a great bluesy rock artist as well.
They're both incredible bands, and I follow them. So, Megs, you and Ted both turned me on to Run the Jewels.
Okay, they're not bluesy rock, but they're an awesome hip-hop group.
Thank you for that. And then Ted got me into that silly Luke Combs song, When It Rains, It Pours. I can't relate to that song, but it's such a good song. But the lyrics are kind of dumb, my opinion, but it's still a good freaking song. I can't deny it, so...
I don't know this song.
I don't know if I know this song. Luke Combs is the big redhead guy, right?
He's a country artist.
Yeah.
And Ted's in full country mode ever since he got a cowboy hat, right?
We call him Tex. Tex now.
So it's called When It Rains, It Pours. Does anyone know this song?
Let's see.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad.
What is happening?
It sounds like AI.
It really does.
It's in the morning.
Stop pretending country's cool.
This is not good.
No.
By Tuesday, you say that girl
was gone. Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone.
He said around.
Hey,
so I went for a drive to clear my mind. Ended up at a shell.
Yeah, I got
it. I'm starting to recognize that the chorus.
Is the chorus coming?
It's coming.
65.
Here it is.
Then I won $100 on a scratch off ticket. Bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it.
All right, we need to take that cowboy hat away from D. Ted Smith.
Things are getting out of control.
The Daily Mix Show.
We love getting to work with Mary's Place every year to put brand new sneakers on local children in need through Kicks for Kids. And we've been getting some donations on there, but Steve, we got a lot of work still to do. We want to put 400 pairs of shoes on kids.
Yes.
So we got to step it up and make things happen right now at KISW.com. Are gearing up for your very first camping trip, and for some reason I just keep picturing you like on your phone typing into YouTube how to go camping and just trying to get as much information as possible.
Well, you probably shouldn't look at my search history then, because you're not wrong. There's been some of the Amazon purchases that we've been making recently, and also shout out to all the Rockaholics. I did not realize how much this would like get the attention of some of our Rockaholics. Like, they want to share their camping tips, advice, and things along those lines, which is really freaking cool.
I also just think they're very worried about you.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about this as well. It's going to be super hot out, and last time I went camping, I was a kid, so I clearly had no control over this, and I don't believe my wife has ever gone she's never gone camping in a tent, and we're doing the tent camping.
You guys have been doing a really good job getting yourself prepared this week.
We
keep getting these awesome suggestions and voice messages and things like that through the Odyssey app about the same thing in regards to camping, and that is bears.
Great.
Am I the only one that just can't wait for Monday to hear how Migs' camping adventure goes?
No, I believe Taryn also is very excited about it. Yeah. And Danny as well.
I might even just go to Leavenworth and just spy on you.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm sure somebody's already brought it up to you, but...
Wait, is that a bear in the woods? No, I think that's... that bear have blonde hair. No, that's Taryn.
We have to look out for bears, man. Make sure that you don't leave food in your tent or outside. Many years ago when we went camping, my kid made that mistake, and we were... we ended up having a visitor, so... Can't wait for Monday. I'm sure everything will go great.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I can smell the sarcasm right there.
When we were in Leavenworth for Barrett Spring Break just a couple months ago, they had a lot of bear warning signs posted. Because those black bears, they do come into, you know, town, camps, whatever, looking for... Basically, they just want to, like, rifle through your garbage.
Right.
I don't think they're going after your dogs. But it's a very real thing over there.
Great. And I know that's always been told, like, don't leave any food scraps. Don't do any of those kind of things. So I'm like already on high alert about that. Here's another voice message about the bears.
I'm not trying to freak Migs out, but I just wanted to share my story about a time I went camping with my boyfriend in California last year. It was 2 a.m, and we heard some banging pots and pans. So we're like, okay, what's going on? We thought somebody was trying to scare off some raccoons, one of the other people camping. And then I heard someone yell, "Go away, bear!" And that's when I started to freak out. My boyfriend and I, we were in a small tent, so we rushed into my brother's tent. His kids were freaking out. They started crying. We all started panicking. So then we ended up jumping into the car to drive around to calm down. All of us ended up sleeping in the car because we were that freaked out. Apparently, that bear ended up at the dumpsters just a few sites away, so not trying to freak you out, Migs, but be on the lookout for bears.
You're doing a great job of not freaking me out, people.
You look like you're totally cool right now, Steve.
Barely.
I hope you got a tarp. I'm bear repellent.
Okay, yes, we did get a tarp, actually. Thank you for checking about that part.
The tarp is very important. Do you have bear spray?
No! Should I get bear spray?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you really... I've never gone camping with bear spray personally, but I have gone on camping trips where there have been bears known to come into the area. We never saw any, but we did put our food up in the trees. Like, we, you know, put a rope on the cooler and, like, you know, pulleyed it up to the trees so that they wouldn't get our stuff.
And remember, if you do run into a bear and you don't have bear spray, you just have to make yourself larger than the bear, and you just have to scream as loud as you can. So just pretend you're wrestling.
Oh, there you go. I'll bring my singlet then.
Yes.
No! And definitely just make sure.
You f*** off! Ah! I got to do that.
Make sure that you zip your tent all the way up, because if they see you in your sleeping bag, you just look like a little delicious Migsy burrito.
Okay, great. So you had encounters with the bear, or just that one time with the cooler, and you never had to deal with
any
bears?
We never actually saw the bears, never heard any bears. The only bear I've ever seen in real life that wasn't at the zoo was in my own neighborhood, like like running down the road, a black bear. But again, those they're really not going to mess with you, but you should be prepared. Don't leave your garbage out either.
Thanks.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, we want to hear your bear run-in stories, especially if it was a camping situation. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK. If you've ever had a bear run-in, especially in a camping situation, we're going to take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mig says, you and the family gear up for your camping trip this weekend. It seems a lot of people are worried about bears.
Yeah.
And now you're worried about bears.
I'm not so much worried. I definitely have to be the one that's dialed in on making sure food is gone, nothing's out, because I could see my daughter kind of just being aloof about that. Obviously, she's 5.
Sure.
And I'm not sure if my wife is going to be as, like, you know, a head case about that as I would be.
So we wanted to hear some rockaholic bear stories. What happened when you had a bear run-in at camp? Mike from Seattle, tell us your story.
Okay, so can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So we go camping and we set up camp. Everything is set up. We go out swimming. We come back. A bear had rummaged through the entire campsite. It was funny. Literally, a bite was taken out of every can of Guinness, left all the Budweiser, so apparently bears have standards.
Big Guinness fans. They're just trying to split the G.
Yeah, exactly. So we sit there and we're like, okay, fine, whatever. You know, what's the odds of it coming back? Well, it came back. So we did the get big, chase it off, and it left. But it kept coming back. Like, every couple of hours, it would come back to our campsite. So finally, what we did was we made a hot dog. And we packed it full of Benadryl. And then we smothered the entire thing in Jim Beam. And just as the bear showed up, we slid it over to him across the ground. And it went over and it sat down and it ate dinner with us.
Were you guys on mushrooms? Did this really happen, or did you just hallucinate the fact that you had dinner with a bear?
We used to have video of this, but I'm not too sure if my brother-in-law still has it.
If it still exists, I want to see it.
Oh. So do I, but I have no idea. Ken and Bremerton, if you're hearing this and you still have that video, people want to see it.
Thanks, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Dimitri from Edmonds, tell us about when you had a bear run-in at camp.
Well, it wasn't at camp, but it was literally a bear running into our trailer. We went to Beverly Beach a couple weeks ago, but we came back on Sunday from our cabin in Packwood, and we're coming down Highway 410 and just south of Greenwater. A bear, it was darting out of the woods, either running after something or running away from something. But those things are a lot faster than they look on TV because it was on the driver's side.
Okay.
It came out of the woods. It was flying. It missed the truck, but we felt it hit the trailer.
Oh.
And so we found a plate. We put on our flashers. There were cars behind us, but nobody stopped. And luckily, well, there was a motorcycle a little further behind, so luckily he wasn't there. But anyway, yeah, we're taking it into Pulsebow RV today to have it looked at. Wait. It bent the front end, and it ripped off the jack stand motor and ripped out the kitchen drain vents. Those are gone. And the rest of it, I don't know if it went under the tire, but I took pictures, and there's still bear hair here and there.
Did you see if the bear got away? I mean, did you kill the bear?
The thing is, we believe it ran into the woods injured. So we called 911. They sent wildlife to see if they could go find it, but I wasn't about to go back to find a bear that's injured.
Oh, no. That's a smart call. He said he's bringing it in. So that just happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just so you know, I decided to look it up for you, Steve. How fast can you run?
On a treadmill? I get a little tired after about 5 miles per hour.
The black bear can run up to 35 miles per hour.
I'm so screwed. And I'm the slowest one in my family.
In so many ways.
And tastiest, I guess, to the bear.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve today? And were you by chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40? Because that's when we gave out three of the correct answers with the cheat sheet. And that could be helpful because, Steve, your record is 236 wins, 72 losses, and 57 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.